Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding the characteristics of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and incorporating those characteristics into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouses and our family. The name that we're going to discuss today in episode 31 is Al-Latif. The name Al-Latif means the gentle or the kind. Now, we've spoken quite frequently about the importance of being kind and gentle to our families, to our spouses, to our children. And that lutf, that kindness, is something that should be an integral part of our families, of our homes. Because when we improve the relationship with our families, when we ensure that we have compassion and kindness in our homes, then that compassion and kindness radiates externally to our societies, to our countries, and to our entire world. So how do we incorporate that kindness? How do we incorporate that lutf? A lot of times in our homes, we feel that it is the space where we can, you know, quote unquote, be ourselves. And what it means when we say be ourselves is sometimes it means we can be grumpy, we can be cranky, we can be bothered, we can express that annoyance. Yet in reality, again, we've reminded ourselves frequently in these episodes that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the best of you is the best to your family and I am the best to mine. So this means that the kindness part of ourselves needs to be reserved for our families. Now often when I'm giving marriage lectures or in our marriage courses, I use the example of a gentleman who was, you know, shopping at the mall. And I think it's an example that all of us have experienced that one time or another and all of us have found ourselves in. I know the gentleman was shopping in the mall with his family, and he was very bothered that the children were taking a long time, that his wife was taking a long time, and he would turn to them and shout at them, "Finish up, hurry up, you're taking forever, why is this taking you so long?" And you know, as my husband and I were in the mall as well, and we began to approach him just to say salam, and we saw him that he looked a little bit frazzled. As we were approaching, someone was approaching him from the other side of the store. And it was a coworker, one of his colleagues from work. And as his coworker approached him and she said, you know, "Oh, hi, how are you doing?" He turned to her and his entire demeanor changed. He said, "Oh, how are you? It's so nice to see you. Let me introduce you to my beautiful wife. Let me introduce you to my beautiful children." And he proceeded to introduce the family and to chat for a little while. And as the coworker left and said goodbye to the family, the man again, you know, turned to the family after she was out of earshot and began to say, "Finish, why are you taking forever? You know, you're driving me crazy." And, you know, when we did approach him, we kind of brought it to his attention and we laughed about it, but we realized that this really is the case, that many of us will have an external demeanor with our coworkers, with our colleagues, with our community, but that demeanor may have an element of lutf, of kindness, of gentleness, of the best part of ourselves. But when we turn to our families, we no longer have that because we feel that we can, quote unquote, be ourselves. But ourselves need to be the best versions of ourselves with our spouses and with our children. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Latif, brings that lutf into our hearts, into our lives, into our tongues, and into our actions, so that our interactions with our spouses and with our children is always the kindest, the nicest, and the most gentle that we can be. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.